Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Good day, everybody. We are talking about everyone's favorite topic today, attorneys. Okay, I'm kidding. I know it's not your favorite topic, but it's an important topic, especially as it pertains to home building, land buying, or just buying real estate. So today we're going to answer the big question. Should you hire an attorney to help you with your offers to purchase and construction paperwork? Now, it's important to note as we go through this topic that there's different types of transactions here. And so every case is very unique and very different. So my overarching advice to you overall is if you get into any kind of a situation that you're unsure of that might seem unusual, the answer to this question is yes. Yes, hire an attorney if there's anything out of the norm, anything that's making you feel nervous. Now, that being said, there's a lot of times where you don't need an attorney, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And, you know, when you look at typical attorney rates, you know, most of them are going to bill at well over $250 an hour. Most decent attorneys are in the $300 hour range in my market. And if you go into a bigger city, you could be looking at $400 or $500 an hour easy. And so you have to be very careful how much you utilize those services because they get costly very quickly. Now, as a business owner, I use attorneys all the time. We're constantly drafting different types of documents and things for submittals, and you need their legal expertise. But for you, as a home buyer or homeowner, do you need them? So let's talk about this. So first off, if you're just buying a home that's already on the market, let's distinguish these between new and used. Let's talk about new first. If you're buying a new home, more than likely, if it's already on the market, it's already complete, you don't really need an attorney, in my opinion, for that transaction because you're going to be using standard forms, especially if there's a real estate agent involved, a listing agent, and a selling agent. You know, if you have a buyer's agent on your behalf, you definitely don't need an attorney, in my opinion, because they're already going to be kind of looking out for you. Now, they're not attorneys, but on a new house, there's really no need. In my opinion, to get an attorney involved. Now, if something's out of the norm, like I mentioned before, then yes, you would want to hire an attorney. For example, let's say you're going to pay cash and you're working out some sort of payment terms. You may want to get an attorney involved just to make sure you get the language correct and make sure that things like lien waivers and things like that have been all taken care of on that home so you don't get burned. Now, if you're financing, you really don't need an attorney because, again, the financing company, they want to make sure that you're able to buy it and that there's no challenges or issues if something happens to you. So they're going to make sure the bases are covered because, you know, if something happens to you, they're on the hook for this house. So they're definitely not going to take anything with any questionable legal work on it. So if you're buying a new home, unless it's something out of the norm, you don't need an attorney. Now, if you're buying a new home, and maybe it's a newer builder, and they're not using standard forms. Maybe it's under construction, and there's a lot of questionable, what do you get, what do you not get? Yeah, you may want to get someone involved, get an attorney involved in that case. If the house is already done, you know, you've got occupancy, all those kind of things, you know, it's listed through a real estate agent, you really don't need an attorney. Okay. Now, let's talk about, and we'll talk about building a little bit later, let's talk about those existing homes that you're buying out there. Do you need an attorney? And again, for a lot of transactions that are out there, you really don't necessarily need an attorney because, again, as I mentioned before, you're using standard forms. You know, especially if there's a listing agent involved, they're going to be using the standard forms. And then if there's an agent involved on the purchase or it's the same agent, again, you've got someone that's familiar with real estate paperwork. And if there's not anything really out of the ordinary, you really don't need them because the attorney is going to look at it and go, yeah, that's a standard form. And, you know, they might have a certain thing that we call a bugaboo that they have where they might be like, hey, you should put this clause in because this is a clause that I like. Because one time, 10 years ago, I had a client get burned by this. Okay. Most of the time, the real estate contracts already have all those things figured out. The reason the contracts are, especially ours here in Wisconsin, 12, whatever, 14 pages, is because it's incorporated all the different scenarios that typically occur during a home purchase process, and it details out how it's supposed to work. So most of the time, it's pretty black and white. Now, where you get into situations that are, you know, requiring an attorney is, let's say you're swapping properties, you're doing like a starker exchange or something like that where there's tax ramifications and things. Yeah, guess what? You probably should get an attorney for that because that's a lot more complicated and that's definitely outside of the knowledge of most real estate agents out there. If you're getting into some sort of situation where you're doing a rent back and some different things like that, that's starting to get a little more complicated. That might be something that you want to have an attorney draft the language. It might be worth the hour of time or whatever that you need for them to review it. So again, when you're going outside the norm, if you're just moving forward purchasing, you shouldn't really need legal advice for that. The other reason you might want to bring an attorney in, though, is if you start seeing a lot of other addendums and forms involved. Sometimes that necessitates bringing an attorney in, and this can be for our new or existing home. Most home builders do have an addendum or two that they put with their homes. I know we do. And most of the time, it is pretty standard language, especially in the state that you're in. A lot of times, that language comes right from either their, you know, realtors or sometimes their home builders associations. For example, just using my case because it's easy to talk about, I have two forms that almost always go with my offers to purchase. I have one that's called the new construction addendum. And it incorporates new construction things into it. And actually, some of them are benefits to my buyers. One is, hey, here's the warranty. We're giving you a copy of it, and we're providing this to you. So they acknowledge that there is a warranty and that there's a document out there that they have a copy of. There's also a disclosure because I have to disclose that I'm a real estate agent, so we have that in there. And then there's a separate one, and it's a long one, and so I always joke it's kind of a scary one, but it's a mold, mildew, and air quality notice, and it's a pretty much a boilerplate statement to make sure that, you know, the buyer doesn't come back and sue us if they ever get any kind of sickness, because obviously you can't pin it just on the house, but, you know, you get cancer or something or whatever, you know, people are litigious, so this document just says, hey, it's a new home. You know, you're responsible for the air quality in it. You got to open the windows once in a while. There's chemicals in it. You got to air it out and that kind of thing. And, you know, if you got mold in the house or you get water and you don't take care of it, that's your responsibility. We can't monitor your home 24/7. So those are standard forms. When I've had people get an attorney, they look and go, yeah, I've seen that thing a million times. And yeah, I don't like it from a buyer standpoint, but, you know, if you want to buy a house, you're going to need to sign that. So again, not really a big point in bringing an attorney in. Now let's talk about vacant land. Sometimes for vacant land, you do want to get an attorney involved. There's all sorts of different vacant land transactions. Now, if you're just buying a lot and you know, you've got somebody that's selling it that is providing you all the information, they've provided you the deed restrictions and they've provided you you know, copy of the plat. If there's soil tests, if you need those, if all those documents are there and they're very clear, you probably don't need an attorney because it's all up front. However, you know, if you're buying a lot and there's just questions on things, it's, you know, maybe it's something that's been on the market for a year and a half and 2 years, 4 years, whatever. Sometimes lots are on the market for a very long time. And they're not providing you any documentation, or they're saying, hey, I'm selling this as is. Ding, ding, ding. That's a red flag, right? Selling as is. Maybe at that point, you do need to get an attorney involved. Also, if you're just buying raw land, like, hey, here's a farmer, and he's going to sell you 10 acres of his land. They're going to take this chunk off. Bada boom, bada bing. Here you go. I'll give you some money, and I'll sell it to you. Yeah. You're probably going to need an attorney there because, especially if you're working directly with the owner and there's no real estate agent involved, you're definitely going to need an attorney. And They can then prepare the paperwork for you, but also they can work through any legal things that you need. When you're buying raw land, there's no guarantee that, you know, that lot's buildable or that you're going to be able to do exactly what you want on it. So you need some professional involved at some point in this transaction just to make sure that you're not burning yourself. So whether it's creating the certified survey map, or they call it a CSM, you need an attorney potentially to help you with that. You need draft legal descriptions. You know, you might need an engineer, but you want the attorney to look at it, make sure it's done properly, making sure everything's recorded with the local municipality, even just processing and doing the closing, creating the closing statement. You know, normally you don't just buy land and say, okay, it's $100,000. You know, give me a check for $100,000. Thanks. Here we go. Goodbye. No, you've got prorations and different things like that. And you might need contingencies because, again, if you're going to spend money buying property, you probably want to make sure before you close on it that, you know, you can do generally what you want to do with it. So, you know, anytime you're dealing with a situation where you have a projected use for the property, you want to make sure that, you know, you have an attorney involved. Or if you're buying it directly from the seller and there's no other professionals involved in the transaction, it is good, very good advice at that point to bring an attorney in, because they're going to be able to help navigate the transaction. They'll probably make the transaction go more smoothly and go faster. Unfortunately, a lot of times when attorneys get involved, like with a building contract, let's shift gears now and talk about, hey, you're going to build a home. Do you need an attorney for a building contract? I'd say the majority of the time, no. Because again, these are standard forms from builders. A lot of times they come right from the Home Builders Association. They've been revised many, many times to deal with situations. We have one that we use. Ours was originally templated off a Builders Association one, and we've customized it around our needs. And then ours was used at our local Builders Association, believe it or not, when they redid a part of it. So a good chunk of our contract is represented in the industry contract, but we have our own specific one. And what I found is when consumers do bring an attorney in, it tends to really muck up the deal. And sometimes it causes more distrust. And it depends on the attorney. Now, some attorneys will look at and go, yeah, that's pretty much a normal building contract. There's, you know, this is pretty normal stuff. I've seen all this. I'm fine with it. And then you've just spent, you know, $400 that you probably didn't need. You could put $400 into your house. Other times I've gotten what I call, pardon my language, ambulance chasing attorneys. And, you know, they're interested in running up the clock. So they start dreaming up all sorts of different language to put in the offer. And be honest with you, most builders will not customize their contract, nor will I. And the reason is because, you know, if you're building a bunch of houses, if you customize every single contract for your clients, now you've got, you know, 20, 30, 40 custom contracts out there with all sorts of different dates, deadlines, contingencies. That's a recipe for disaster. You really have to let the builder, you know, follow their process. Now, again, you're working with a newer builder, you work with a builder and their contract's one page, and it's all handwritten, or mostly handwritten, you're probably going to want to get an attorney involved. But if you're working with a builder that's been around a while, they're going to have some standard forms. The best piece of advice I can give you is get a copy of that contract before you're ready to sign it and read it. Make notes on anything you have questions on. If there's something that seems to bother you, you know, definitely sit down with your builder or your representative from the builder. Talk through it. Make sure you fully understand it. Sometimes they will make an adjustment or modification, and sometimes you need to. You know, a lot of times these contracts are set up for financing. Maybe you're paying cash. Well, you know, you can strike the financing clause in there then. You know, you can do that. And builders sometimes are willing to strike out things. But typically, if you come back and say, hey, we've got a whole new contract here for you, and I've had that happen. I had a buyer once that came to me and like, I want my attorney involved. And he said, yep, we're drafting our own contract. And I'm like, yep, we're not going to do that. And he spent a bunch of money drawing it up. And, you know, I'm like, you know, no, this, I'm not interested. And he's like, well, this is the only way I'm going to build with you. I sent it to my attorney really quickly. He looked at it. He's like, yeah, we're not doing that. He's like, I can incorporate in. So he had a call with the other attorney, and all of a sudden they're going back and forth. And both of our bills are ticking up rather quickly. At the end of the day, the guy never bought a house from us. He went and bought an existing home. It was a huge waste of time and a waste of money as well for both of us. So custom contracts just don't work. And so you have to be careful. And you have to understand that attorneys get paid by the hour, and they're a business like anybody else. So they're in the business of, trying to make sure that, they have billable hours and that they're, bringing a certain amount of dollars for their firm. Now, they can be very, very helpful. And if you have one that you've known and trusted for many years and they know you, they know how you do business, they'll look out for you and they can definitely help you. But if you're just bringing in some random attorney that you never worked with on a transaction, you got to be really careful with that, because you can waste a lot of money and a lot of time. And eventually, the other ramification of it is starting the relationship off rocky, especially with a home build. You come in with a hard-charging attorney, this builder is going to be like, do we really want to deal with this person, or do we need to, raise the price a little bit to deal with this person because they seem like a pain in the butt? Yeah, you definitely don't want that happening to you. So be careful about that. Watch out for those kind of situations, because you're sometimes putting yourself in a bad spot that you don't want to be in. So bottom line is, take a case by case. If anything's fishy, if anything's weird, certainly get an attorney involved. If you're dealing on a one-party deal with a private party, not a professional company, it's another indication you might need an attorney. Or if you've got a complicated situation, if there's tax things involved or family trusts and different things, that's another opportunity that you might need to bring an attorney in. So take it case by case, but in general, normal transactions, no, it's not really necessary. I always tell my clients, though, if you want to bring one in, we won't stop you from doing it. But I'll tell you right away, we don't do custom contracts, and we're not going to change our whole contract here. So if you want them to review stuff, provide you additional information, that's totally fine. That's well within your right to do that. But if your attorney starts coming back and wanting all sorts of extra documents or changes to our forms, this just isn't going to work out. And most people understand that. And so hopefully this is helpful to you guys. If you're getting involved with the transaction, save you some money in some cases, or hopefully save you heartache or other issues if for some reason you do need one and you've chosen to bring one in at the right time. So hopefully that's helpful to you and good advice for you as you're going through your purchase process or even your selling process too, whether or not you need an attorney. So wish you the best of luck on your transaction, and thanks for tuning in today.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.